It was interesting when you watched the video, because some of the people who were at the Aldean concert in Las Vegas last night were hunkered down, and then some people, one guy stood up and is defiantly giving the hotel from where the shots are ringing out the finger, figuring, you know what, there's 20,000 of us here, 30,000 of us here, I'll bet you won't hit me. He was the exception. But every now and then, men and women, you know, it was just everybody was reacting differently. Some people were hunkered down. Some people were shielding other people with their bodies. Some people were running, thinking that was the smartest effort. But then other people say, no, don't run. You'll get trampled or you'll get shot. But then you felt like a sitting duck if you just stayed there. Everybody had these sort of different reactions. And some, I just have in mind this image of one woman who just kind of got up in sort of like a athletic crouch, but was just looking up at the hotel, watching, and then pointing. There's where the gunfire is coming from. The fact that they were able to ascertain where the gunfire was coming from, think about that. A whole hotel, is it the 32nd floor or the 31st floor? I don't know. You go down the 28th floor and you run down the hall. Which of these has it? I don't know. How do you know? Now, they say that maybe the smoke alarms went off from all of the munitions he was firing, or Lordy, you could hear it, but if you're just getting in an elevator on the first floor and you got to find the window, how do you do that? They did it miraculously quickly. The shooting went on, of course, way too long, but I'm shocked that they found the room as quickly as they did. Steve, just to be clear on this, though, and Ryan Burrow joins us now from WGN Radio and ABC. Ryan has been whisked out to Las Vegas. You're out there right now. Is that right, Ryan?
I am, yeah. Just kind of hanging out outside of the hospital where many people are kind of learning, the situations of various family members and friends. I actually, when I arrived this morning, was riding down an escalator with a woman who was being escorted by Southwest Airlines officials to ground transportation. Her daughter, she told me, had been shot, was at the concert celebrating what will be her 24th birthday. She was hit. She said in the stomach and the groin area. Don't know if that was from the same shot or from separate shots, but she had to have surgery, had some intestines removed. That's all she knew at this point, and was said to be stable. But as she told the Southwest Airlines employee, at least we know she's alive. So she had obviously a lot of confusion, had just flown in from Austin, Texas, and was about to be reunited with her daughter, who's now recovering from gunshot wounds.
Can you imagine getting that call? I mean, you could not believe what's on the other end of the line. How yeah. Awful. Huh.
Yeah, and it happened with hundreds of people, unfortunately. You know, 58 did not get good calls, at least as of now. We've got 58. That number could rise. 515 people confirmed hurt. That doesn't necessarily mean all gunshot victims. I talked to some women who were kind of trampled in the stampede that happened afterwards, and probably some of them are twisted ankles and bumps and bruises. They also suffered a little bit of busted up elbows and knees, but for the most part seemed to be okay. And that may be the condition of some of the people who are injured, but clearly probably hundreds shot in this situation.
You're outside one of the hospitals there. Do you get the sense they're able to handle this sudden influx of patients?
Well, I can tell you that we'll probably start seeing in the next few hours, maybe in the coming days, more doctors from various other locations being brought in to kind of help out with the staffing. I mean, it's very rarely that you get 500 people coming to hospitals all at one time. So they're going to try to figure that all out. In the meantime, people are trying to obviously reconnect. It's kind of a circus atmosphere right now. A lot of media tents, obviously, just trying to figure out what's going on and who belongs where and what hospital for each person. Many of these people aren't from here. They were here, traveling or on vacation or, you know, even some people on business who just wanted to go see a show. So it's not necessarily that, all of these people are from Las Vegas and are familiar with the hospital.
Yeah.
So that's created some stress and some tension as well.
Well, I noticed on CNN, Ryan, that they have a 1-800 number, some sort of toll-free number to call to get a list of, the dead and the fallen, the victims, because as it was described on TV this morning, in the chaos, people are dropping everything, running, leaving. Maybe they got hit by gunfire. Well, you don't know who that person is, and maybe they're not even in a position to say when they're wheeled into a hospital. So some of the people who have been shot may not have yet actually had a chance to relay who they are to their families or to the medical responders.
Exactly. And the concern is, too, okay, maybe you've got someone shot and you inform the relatives or the friends, but what are the extents of these injuries at this point? I mean, obviously, everyone who's been shot is not going to be in good shape. But, you know, I mean, until these people can get in and get surgeries and get doctors in front of them, you know, there's not a lot of information other than, you know, person X has been shot and they will be at this location.
So is that your angle for the day or so then, Ryan, that you're going to be out there, is just following these victims now?
Yeah, it seems like it. Alex Stone is out here as well, and he's kind of covering the investigation. We'll hopefully learn a little bit more about this shooter, who we don't have a ton of information about at this point, Stephen Craig Padlock. He or Paddock, I should say, you know, 64 years old. Really, everyone who he seems to have been around, whether it be family or friends, seems pretty shocked and stunned by this news. It doesn't seem like anyone's like, well, yeah, that's something he had been plotting to do. This seems like a surprise. The motive, obviously, is still a top priority for police and trying to figure out, you know, what would cause this to happen.
Did you all see his brother get interviewed? Steve, did you see his brother interviewed?
I saw the video, John. I didn't hear the audio.
Yeah, I did both. And he just could not express his shock. He was so stunned that he was standing there in front of his house with reporters in front of him that he couldn't even say, I feel terrible for the victims, because he couldn't process the fact that this was happening to him. You know, that was my read on it. I mean, he wasn't being insensitive.
You're referring to Eric. Yeah, Eric was the brother. He one of the quotes, and it was kind of an interesting quote, but I think if you read into it, it makes a little bit of sense. He said, an asteroid just fell on us.
Yeah.
No idea how or why this happened. Crushed by an asteroid. Exactly no reason for this. So, you know, obviously his world has just changed considerably. It was kind of a weird and unique quote, but on the other hand, I think if you really kind of read between the lines, it shows you the magnitude of this news on him and his family.
Ryan, I remember right after the September 11th attacks, people, you know, everyone wanted to do something, and they would line up to give blood, and sadly, there was no one to give blood for.
Two, yeah.
But I know in Las Vegas today, they need that, right? They're asking people to line up and donate blood to help with these victims.
Yeah, there's a local union that set up a blood drive. Some of the hospitals are also accepting blood drives and blood donations right now. I don't have exactly the facts and figures on, you know, kind of a threshold they're seeking to receive. I think that the fear is if they give that, then people will start coming when they hit it, because obviously there are more people who need blood, not just the victims here. But, yeah, there's been an outcry for more blood supplies as well.
The picture I saw went for blocks, at least at one hospital or Red Cross station. It was down the street and then down the next street. People who weren't from Las Vegas necessarily, but there they were. Just, okay, that's all you can do is literally give your blood for these people that have lost theirs. All right, Ryan, continue to report. We'll listen for your thoughts and observations throughout the next couple of days. Thanks for giving us some of your time today.